This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Going to a Major League ballpark this weekend? I used to love the sausage selection at the Oakland Coliseum. But around the country, the food is going way beyond sausage or peanuts or Cracker Jacks and can verge on the exotic. It's an effort to fill tummies and fill seats. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports from Kansas City.
Listen closely, because the next sound you hear is the future of ballpark food. That's liquid nitrogen spraying out of a big machine chilling ice cream. Made-to-order flavors like salted caramel is one of the new offerings here at Kauffman Stadium, home to the Kansas City Royals.
Welcome to the K. Enjoy the game today. Have fun.
You'd think the Royals winning the World Series in 2015 would be enough to entice fans to come out to the K, as locals call it. But apparently the marketers don't think so. The ballpark has added to its menu, and the new offerings put the Royals on USA Today's list of 10 craziest ballpark foods.
Pork patty melt is barbecued pulled pork, shredded cheese, fried onions, coleslaw, a funnel cake bun, topped with a jalapeno popper skewer. What do you think?
I'm about to try it.
That's Sean Baska, a loyal Royals fan who I found tailgating with his friends in the K's parking lot. He says the sandwich would appeal to everyone, even though it costs $18.
These days, I think the casual fan will spend money just because of the success of the team.
I thought I'd find people out here who were old school sticklers, opting for hot dogs and beer over the outrageous stuff. But most folks I talked to said they'd like to try these things. Kevin Reichard is publisher of Baseball Digest, and he says he has a favorite this year. It's at Yankee Stadium.
Brontosaurus ribs, which are basically monster-sized short ribs, something that Fred Flintstone would have ordered in Bedrock.
Reichard says these foods are really about marketing to people who want more than baseball at the park.
For every one of these specialty items sold at the ballpark, they're going to sell 1,000 hot dogs. So statistically, it's not a major economic driver, let's put it that way.
And whether the food is good is another story. A local food critic said the pork patty melt's slaw was overabundant and the funnel cake was overdone. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.